Here's a thought about what's really necessary. And I suppose I should start by talking about gear, but it has a lot more to do with just gear. What do you actually need to have in order to be successful photographically? Well, you have to have a certain amount of gear, so there is a minimum amount of gear. But you can take that to extremes like I did when I went to Japan in 1990 for the first time. I carried an 85-pound backpack, 65 pounds of which was my photography gear, not including my tripod. I look back on it now and realize it was a hindrance. It was an encumbrance. It got in the way. It did not help my photography, having that much stuff with me. So in the trip that I'm getting ready for now, I'll be 3.5 weeks in Asia, I'm taking about 7.5 pounds of gear, and that's everything I'm going to need. Well, that's about gear, but I think this topic actually is a bigger topic than the barrier that gear can become, because there's other things that can become a barrier too, like distractions, like old habits, like the history that we carry with us. How do we let go of all the unnecessary encumbrances so that we can focus the most of our attention on the creative process before us? That's the real challenge. Gear is just a subset of that challenge of trying to concentrate our efforts so that we can be as productive and as sensitive and as artistic as possible when we're in the field.